Yes, sir.
So that's what the key to the whole thing I told you about a long time ago is to keep it to yourself. Is that you make the value be made up of none other than the market stew pot. So when your body is made up of the market stew pot, you have every nationality and tongue that could possibly be had on the planet Earth from any form.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, when this is made up into your body, you understand what I'm saying? Like the white part of your foot, up underneath your foot, tells you that you must have some microchips.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, every nationality over, you're going to find that there's someone from every nationality that's going to accept this teaching to make this your body crystallize into the oneness of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, just like the brother that I told you about, how Brother S.M. Sakar Astorius has got that beautiful red brother that, you know, I was telling you about the other day, that we can send that picture to you and different things. Not the red brother that's down there where he's at in soccer.
Okay. Well,
he was raised up, and he came from Mexico, was raised up in Bakersfield, and then came up to Sacramento before he went to the Hinton University.
All right, yes, sir.
He said there's a picture he got on his Mexican sombrero and everything, and how he took his shahada, his maiden convert, you know.
All right, yes, sir.
So, not his shahada, but he took his comments and his back of shahada, you know?
Yes, sir.
But I'll pray to do through Allah God to let you know that we must have someone, there's going to be somebody that Allah God to put the Master of Allah, the Master of Allah, bring from every nationality.
Yes, sir.
But each one of them must be in their proper place.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about he's bringing them for us to intermarry.
Oh, yes, no, sir.
But to enter a close associate, we will have a close associate, but not none of that, a red one marrying a green one, or a green one marrying a yellow one.
Yes, sir.
We're not into that.
Yes, sir.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes,
we want
sir.
Them to remain at the nationality that they are from the scrambled up market stew pot.
Yes, sir.
You know, that gives us the dialect of every form of, and that would give us 16 different, that would automatically give us originally 16 different languages that would be known in this collective body fluently.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That would make us likened to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, who speaks 16 different languages fluently. And
yes.
He speaks more now.
Yes,
when
sir.
When he came as a prophet, that's what he spoke.
Yes, sir.
To count the languages of the insects and birds and stuff that he had.
That's right, yes, sir.
The knowledge of the astral plane and the cosmos plane and the universal plane of the other planets and stuff in language.
Yes, sir.
But I'll pray to do to Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Is that true?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Need to get you a top cover to put over that car again, too.
All right, yes, sir.
What car are you talking about?
The limousine. Which?
I don't know. The limousine that you drove by here today, if you don't have
yes,
nowhere
sir.
To put it in the garage, you got to get it covered.
Yes, sir, limousine.
You got to buy a tarp and the kind that will tighten up underneath, the hook underneath, so that the wind don't be blowing it off.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? So that you don't have to be trying to wax it all that much all the time. And that's, you got to remember this here, that was just the first wax job.
Yes, sir.
Well, any time that your first job is not going to look as good as your second job and stuff.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's better and better. You know, like your first shine on your shoe doesn't really give off a shine like your second shine after it gets broken in.
That's right, sir.
So, yeah, so if it looked that good on the first shine, wow, all you can say about the next shine is wow.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes.
So I'll pray to do the lot because you want something that people's turn. You want something that signifies as the answers.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got to have a symbolic of something.
Yes,
related to the 75 when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad started high in his faith.
Yes, sir.
You know, then to the oneness of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Brew it for the mysticalness of it.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'll pray to do the lot God to pray to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand the place? You got to remember, like I told you, too, to start filling them people with this Holy Spirit. Allah God, the Prince of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, but Allah wants you to be able to take and take those tapes, the last few tapes that we did, and you send them in a little thing, or take them over there to Sister Anthony Muhammad, so-called KK them, and tell them to make a copy of it. Then you know that they're being filled with that knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then when you have that meeting, you want to be able to have a meeting where you got all those tapes there, not all the tapes, but I mean all those records.
Yes, sir.
You get that one and Ike them, and they will song for you. And hope that they will play it on the radio. It's really gonna clue you in. I'm so excited that publisher's calling me on the phone. And if I go away, you can play all day through the course that we're dealing for you, huh?
Alright, yes, sir.
On all those particular records, you understand? You want them where it says, come here. He said, you heard that I eat caviar and all that stuff, but you can best believe that's bunk. I like cabbage greens and cornbread and your black-eyed peas, which means he's talking to you black people. I like your suitcase, too, because you better be getting the hell out of here, but don't let that go through your head.
Yes, sir.
And now spread funk all across the land. Hallelujah. Yes, don't let the funk out the bag. Don't let it out the bag yet. You want that particular record so that they can hear it.
Yes, sir.
What are they saying to talk to?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the other person, you want to get the record by the Reggie, where he says, we got your savior's name on us. You know, all these, there's a lot of things that you're going to have to use, and you're going to teach so that you have the same degree of knowledge.
All right, yes, sir.
That's why you take him that Holy Spirit book by the Holy Spirit by Billy Graham, and that Billy, and there's a gram of weight. That means that Billy is Bill's name, is a gram of weight. And Bill is something that you get when you owe in the mail. Isn't that true?
That's
yes,
true, sir.
And for Bill, this body that was so-called Bill, is something, this body was owed to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. His message no son of the Dead Muhammad to a debt that is owed to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
His message no son of the Dead Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's one of the secrets of Bill had a bill, the board bill, the bill paid the bill, the board bill, and that bill was the, you understand what he told this year, but the real bill that took him over the heels and chain, but the other bill that was actually not the bill paid the bill by being his body, being the one that allowed God to bring the Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. His message no son of the Dead Muhammad used.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then about the golden fleece, when they told you about the golden fleece and Sinbad and his 40 thieves, it's referring to Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. You understand? Coming in a thievery way, they say. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when they told you that they got to find the king's, they were looking for the king's daughter. Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Okay, and that when they found the golden fleece, because the daughter was the golden fleece was up in a tree, isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
When they found the daughter was dead, died, right?
Yes, sir.
So they had to take that golden fleece who had the power over life and death and throw it over the little child, the girl's body, and it brought it back to life. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And the golden fleece that was in the tree was the symbolic of a ram. They show you some ram, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you take this here. Sacramento is known as the tree state.
Yes, sir.
The tree county is the tree county of America.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And so therefore, that golden fleece part is symbolic of me on the Aries side. Why do you think that they blow in the east, they blow on the ram? And then for the holy day that they have, it's the Ramadan. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
everything
sir.
Is related to that he goat ram, because remember, that he goat ram is the one that rushes in and know where everything is going, because the he goat is the pioneer of everything. You know, and he goes up on the mountains and them cliffs, and he sits up on a place where you can never think he brave beyond the call of duty, and he can see where no one else sees.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And it tells you that they will come back. They won't lie to you. They might exaggerate it up and smooth it up a little bit and make it more appealing to you in order to get you to come to the truth. But when they say don't go there, because there ain't no truth, then leave it alone. They usually have one they behind them. They're a great spiritual person, and they're a great experimenters, and they're off into sex a lot, but then they're experimenting with sex, but they really secret what they have up under that, and they never told nobody secretly to themselves, is they're very religious.
Yes, sir.
They're all praises to throw down the prison of Master Mother Steve Muhammad, and sex for the men of the Muhammad, isn't that true?
That's true, yes sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the prisoner, Master Mother Chief Allah, Mother, especially for the message of the Muhammad, Allah, Muhammad. That's what the secret is all about in a lot of the teachings there. That's why they go and talking about sheep and goats and rams.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of work in doing this.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
And just like I told you, if my forehead, if it tells you that a person in the Bible's forehead is made harder than flint, harder than ember, harder than the hardest known stone to man.
Yes, sir.
Well, then that also would mean he would have to show a sign in his astronomy field, so-called astrology. He would have to come in under the sign of the most hard-headed sign of all in the book.
Yes, sir.
So that means that he would have to be under the sign of Aries.
That's right, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
By birthright, his forehead is made harder than flint.
Yes, sir.
And an emperor. Because if it wasn't, you know by yourself, if Allah got in the prison of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially the Muslim Brother Muhammad, hadn't made it that way, I'd have been mowed down by now. I'd have been going another way, teaching something else, or doing like the other people say, oh, the Negroes is a lost cause.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, look how everybody fall by the Allah got in the prison of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, especially the Muslim Brother Muhammad, make everybody fall by the wayside, and then for the cares of the world, they got to go find them a job.
Yes, sir.
You understand? They got to go do this because the cares of the world, because they want some kind of special companionship.
Yes, sir.
Selfish companionship to sit up in an old house everything what makes you lose sight of the reality of doomsday is here.
Yes, sir.
You understand there's a proper way to do that, and it's a non-proper way to do it.
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to our God, and you're traveling in a negative state and going through all that, you knew you benefited. You, what have that ever benefited you other than just the wait for another thrill?
That's true, sir.
Then nothing constructed to benefit anybody. You got to take this under consideration as much as the devil is. Look here, he knows what side is dead and buttered on. He knew when it was time to get out and do what had to be done.
Yes, sir.
No matter how freaky and sexy he was or whatever he was off into, he knew when to stop that jump and get down to business to put his system together.
That's right, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, how much more are we now?
That's right, yes, sir.
The sign for us at this day and time, if he was in a stupid Donkey Kong way of freaking and everything, and if he put in a system together and knew when to do this and when not to do that, how much more better of us? And now I've gotten the present master of the people of my mother, the message of the mother of the mother, caused that to happen so to let us know that we got a job to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's fine, but we know we're not a believer. We know that you can get hung up in each one of those groups and miss the whole boat.
Get
hung up and sitting up there watching movies, going to the movie and watching movies, and get so hung up on going to movies that you missed the whole boat in doomsday.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They got hung up in one bag, or maybe hung up on hot and riding cars or fixing up cars or something. It has something that can hang everybody up into.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So that you would know about those different things and those hang ups, that's what Allah God, the President of the Prophet, the Messenger of the Prophet, came and made it so that you overcome that. You couldn't overcome it yourself.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you can turn up. You can go back and forth to the Christian places all you want, and they don't get in the detox centers. They don't stop you from smoking the crack. Only just to rent. When you go back to that.
Yes, sir.
So Allah God, the President of the Prophet, the Messenger of the Prophet, say, just come here, and I will take it away from you.
Yes, sir.
I will do that for you.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he will put his spirit into you, his astral cosmo body, and then look at you.
That's right.
Become one with him.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He will no longer call you his servant as much as he would call you himself.
Yes, sir.
But he is looking at yourself.
Yes,
he will give you the same glory and the same praises that he gets, because those praises and glory are your praises and glory.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praises due to Allah God, the President of the Master of the Prophet, especially for the message of the Prophet, the Prophet. So you're supposed to keep this particular tape that he's given to us now, so that you can know the particular works of what has to be did, and even related to that book of the J, and breaking down the science of there's a positive and a negative, and how the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, so history is put there to repeat itself into the conclusion.
Yes, sir.
Like when Brother Ephraim Muhammad, so-called Abraham Kudus, said that Yusuf Bey is going off into politics, trying to go to get the vote to be a mayor or something over there in the area where he's at, or a councilman or something.
Yes, sir.
Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the reason that Allah got in the prison of Master of the Prophet, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah caused that to happen, so that you would know that their garment is done and that he's kind of asleep, the bride is asleep.
Yes, sir.
Understand that they don't know what they're doing, because the Most Honorable Elijah said, we do not participate in politics.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, ain't none of the prophets or the messengers that came or the righteous people was allowed to associate in that nation that was coming to a doom, coming to an end.
Yes, sir.
Moses trying to become a part of the members of the staff of the people that was Haran and Pharaoh's them, did you?
Yes, sir.
You separated from them.
That's right.
Not to participate in that. You didn't see where Lot wanted to be part of the people that was there in Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, sir.
But for a moment got to see, but then he woke up to the reality. He wasn't trying to be no councilman or governor
or type
of policeman or anything. And then you don't see where so-called Jesus tried to be the deputy sheriff and all that stuff or belong to any part of that system.
No, sir. Super.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So how you going to say the law of God and comes in and judges a nation and you're going to join that nation and try to clean it up?
Yes, sir.
That's a work.
That's right, yes, sir.
But you don't contribute to the downfall, or you don't contribute to this upgrade. You just contribute to the righteous and wanting to get out of it.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm not, see, I can